DXs throughout Europe. This is the EMR DX program.
Good morning and good afternoon. This is European Music Radio's DX program with Barry Stevens. Information, shortwave, medium wave, VHF, offshore and DX information. All about pirate radio and alternative radio, plus some DX tips with Chris Patricks in about 15 minutes time. This is EMR DX. We broadcast on 48 meters, 6235 kilohertz, 41 meters, 7325 kilohertz, every third Sunday of the month. Today's date is the 18th of November. Good morning.
The next 40 minutes, information here.
With a oldie, but this time we've got so much information we're going to have to cut the oldie out and just have information DX and free radio news. So it looks like EMR DX may well go on to 40 minutes long instead of 30 minutes long. If you have any information DX or free radio news, please write to us at EMR DX, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Knox in England. And if you have any information, we'll read it out next month. Thank you. Stand by for medium wave land-based radio news.
This is EMR's DX program. Information now.
Information indeed, medium wave coming up for you right now on the EMR DX program. Stations you can hear in the London area is Radio City with a rock and roll short format on 236 meters between 12 midday and 4 p.m. Sunday afternoon. Edge City Radio on 230 meters can be heard with a rock music format between 12 and 4 on a Sunday as well. Radio Jackie can be heard with programs between 8 in the morning and 5 on a Sunday afternoon. Talking about Radio Jackie, they were raided last Sunday by the police at 12:30. On November the 11th, last Sunday at 12:30, Radio Jackie was raided by lots and lots of police. All the equipment, transmitting equipment, cassettes, batteries, transmitter, aerials, earth rods, were confiscated. Two or three people were questioned, but possibly no one will be summoned for the event. So that's Radio Jackie London on 227 meters, was raided last Sunday. Southern Radio on 255 meters can be heard in the afternoon between 3 onwards, playing all types of music, mainly pop. Floss Radio can be heard most Sundays from 12 noon onwards on 222 meters with a pop music program. Getting a bit tongue-tied today. Not to worry, as long as the information's there. You listen to European Music Radio's DX program with Barry Stevens. Radio Concord also can be heard most Sundays on 229 meters, and there are a rock music program.
This is EMR and you're tuned to the DX program. To make this program as current and informative as any information that you may have, DX news and items of interest, please send all correspondence to
ABC Radio. We're now broadcasting in the North London and Essex area every week between 12 and 3 on 270 meters. Radio Jackie North in Liverpool is still on the air. After a suspended prison sentence on one of the members for 6 months. So the next time he gets caught, 6 months inside. Oh, not so good. Radio Jackie North in Liverpool broadcast every Saturday and Sunday between 11 in the morning and 5 in the afternoon. And last Sunday, they went on until 7 on a Sunday night. On Monday morning, the 29th of October, East Coast Radio went to court. After being raided 6 or 7 times in the last year or so, one of the persons were fined £175. And a few of the other people were fined not quite so much as that. A new station has started in the Liverpool and northwest of England. Mersey Alternative Radio. On 1187, 259 metres. They will be broadcasting, which I think they broadcast last Sunday actually, and most weeks, between 10 in the morning and 2 the next morning on Sundays. That's the medium wave news for the moment. If you'd like to write to us and have some information of yours read out over EMR, please write to us and send us DX Offshore or Land Based Radio News. The address is Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Nottinghamshire, in England. Now stand by for the shortwave radio news, coming up for you in a few seconds.
EMR DX!
EMR DX, and now the shortwave radio news. A list of stations for each week of the month. Starting with the first Sunday of the month, Empire Radio can be heard on 6200 kHz. A few Sundays ago, they test transmitted on 6240 and caused a bit of interference to Condor Radio. Also, the VOB, the Voice of Britain, can be heard on 6225 kHz, also on the third Sunday as well. Also, they still have troubles with their modulation, as there seems to be RF feedback and bass distortion. So if the VOB are listening, please sort your modulation out. ABC International on 6.35 kHz every first Sunday of the month. They start transmissions at 10 GMT, possibly to start at 9 GMT in the future. ABC International are nothing to do with ABCB, which broadcast last Sunday. That's ABC Belgium. They are nothing to do with that station. ABC International is ABC International and nothing else. On their last transmission, ABC International had some suspicious things happen at 12:20 GMT. On the 4th of November, ABC International's lookouts spotted a suspicious car with two suspicious people in, one with headphones. This happened two or three times, and they felt that it would be best if they closed down the transmission, as things were very, very, very suspicious. So at 2 o'clock, they closed down. And also, if you were listening at 12:15 GMT, they went off the air. That was rather suspicious activity from the person in the car. ABC will be back in December. In actual fact, ABC International will be back on the 2nd of December. That's in 2 or 3 weeks' time. Now to the second Sunday of the month. Radio Zenith International has started regular musical program transmissions. They will be broadcasting on 6235 kHz every second Sunday and possibly on 7325 kHz in the near future. United Radio Europe on 6270 will be starting their regular transmissions possibly on the second Sunday of the month. The return of Radio Impact on 7340 was noted last Sunday. So they started transmissions at 11:30 and they went through until 1:30. That's 1300 hours, 30 GMT. That's Radio Impact is back every second Sunday.
Monday morning!
This is EMR's DX program. Information now.
And information, the last item on the second Sunday of the month. Atlanta Radio has returned to the air every second Sunday. Their first transmission for a few months was last Sunday between 10:30 GMT and 1400 hours GMT, with quite good programs, in actual fact very good programs. Program about American radio and DX free radio news. That's Atlanta Radio on a different frequency, 6250 kilohertz, simply because of the Irish station on 6250. So that's Atlanta Radio back on the second Sunday, 6250. That's the second Sunday, now to the third Sunday. The Voice of Britain can be heard on 6225 kilohertz from 1000 hours onwards. Plus European Music Radio is on the third Sunday, 6235 kilohertz and 7325 kilohertz. By the way, you're listening to EMIRBX with Barry Stevens on European Music Radio. If you have any information, please send it to us. The address later on. The fourth Sunday of the month now, Radio Zodiac International can be heard on 6235 kilohertz, 48 meters. 7375 kilohertz, sorry, muddled up with our own. That's a 41 meter band, 7375 kilohertz, even though last time some single sideband was actually on that frequency or thereabouts. It's Radio Zodiac from 1000 hours onwards next Sunday, fourth Sunday of the month. That's it for the fourth Sunday. Now a list of stations that broadcast each week on shortwave. Or sometimes. Radio Freedom can be heard on 6255 kHz about once every month. Broadcast about Free Radio Campaign, England, and DX programs. Radio Freedom, normally on the first or the second Sunday of the month, 6255 kilohertz. Thanks for the information sheet there, Freedom. United Radio Europe should be starting transmissions on the second Sunday, very shortly, a regular transmission on 6270. Radio Krypton with, unfortunately, very low modulation on 6265 kHz can be heard every Sunday between 1200 hours and 1300 hours GMT. So that's Radio Krypton. Please turn your modulation up. It's very, very low. Radio Southside can be heard over Condor and Westside Radio, 6240 kHz and 6280 kHz. Radio Utopia has closed down for a little while. They should be returning very shortly with a new high power transmission on 6275 kHz. And a new station starting on the second Sunday of December. Weekend Music Radio should be starting soon on 7340 kHz from 800 hours to 1300 hours GMT. That's the second Sunday, new station starting next month on 7340 kHz, Weekend Music Radio,
broadcasting to Europe. This is EMR's program.
And just to finish off the shortwave radio news, an item from the USA, United States of America. On the 40-meter amateur bands, which it shouldn't really be there is a station on upper single side bands with 500 watts from the UFI. It has been heard in England, giving out musical programs, The Voice of Voyager, on the 40-meter amateur band with 500 watts from the USA. That's The Voice of Voyager. I wish they wouldn't broadcast on the amateur bands. Very naughty. Right, now some items of court cases, which you've probably heard about anyway, but I'll repeat them just in case you haven't. Radio Solent City went to court on the 22nd of October. Michael J, the operator of the station, was fined £120 with £40 costs. And two other people were fined £60 with £40 costs and £20 with £40 costs. So that's about nearly £300 worth, well, it is about £300 worth of fines for Radio Solent City on the 22nd of October. Radio Capricorn also went to court mid-October sometime. The station operator was fined and with costs £70 to £80. That's Radio Capricorn fined £80 with costs as well. That's the radio shortwave news for the moment. Stand by for the VHF FM news.
DX News. Information. This is the EMR DX program.
BX information indeed. Well, free radio news anyway. BX information coming up in a few minutes time with Chris Patricks. If you have any information, DX items, please write to Chris Patricks, EMR DX, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Nottinghamshire, in England. And now the free radio news, VHF FM. We start with a list of stations that have been heard and possibly coming on the air in the near future. Starting with Radio Jackie on 94.4 VHF. Supposed to be starting transmissions a few Sundays ago between 8 and 4. Ah, oh, sorry, 4 and 8, get it around the right way. Maybe not. 50-50 if the station comes on the air on VHF. More information about that in future programs. Radio Free London are still transmitting with a rock music program on 92 MHz VHF with their winter programs between 1 p.m. that's 1300 hours until 7 o'clock at night, 1900 hours GMT every Sunday. Doing very well indeed. Nice strong signal over London. Radio Invicta is doing very well between 12 and 4 on 92.4 VHF. And if you're wondering if Radio Free London and Invicta cause interference to each other, they do not. Thameside Radio is doing very well, still transmitting between 7 and 10 on a Sunday evening on 90.4 VHF with a semi-rock music program. Radio Telstar South can be heard on 92.8 on a Sunday evening between 7 and 8. Now going to Scotland. Radio Free City missed their last week's transmission between 11 and 1 on a Saturday night. That's 2300 hours GMT until 0100 hours Sunday morning. They missed the transmission for no apparent reason. Maybe the GPO are in the area. It's Radio Free City on 96 MHz in Scotland, Edinburgh.
Now the station coming on here
at Christmas time in the Leicester area.
LBS,
Leicester's Brighter Sounds.
Maybe transmitting the Christmas card on a VHF and a medium wave. VHF 95.8 VHF and 272 meters, 1098 kHz. over the Christmas holiday. So 6 Christmas Eve until Friday, 12 midday, possibly. That's the FM radio news. Stand by for Chris Patrick with the DX program.
It's the third Sunday in November 1979. And my name is Chris Patricks, and this is the EMR DX spot via the wires and electrics of European Music Radio. All times referred to are GMT. And firstly, we start with a list of DX programs as heard by Mr. Michael Evans of Fleet Street, London, East C4. And he's the only DXer who has sent in DX tips this time around. Thank you very much, Michael, for the following information. The following DX programs can be heard on Monday. That's Monday of every week. The BBC World Service can be heard with their DX program at 11:15. 11:15 on 648 kilohertz. That's a repeat of Sunday's broadcast. Radio Bucharest in Romania with their DX program can be heard at 2015, that's 2015, on 11940 and 9690. It can also be heard on 2115 at 2115 on 11940 and 9690. The GDR, German Democratic Republic. Radio Berlin International, East Germany, can be heard with their DX program at 1930 on 1360 kilohertz medium wave. 1360 in the medium wave. The Voice of Turkey in Ankara, Turkey, can be heard with their DX program at 2130 on 11955. HCJB, the Voice of the Andes, Quito in Ecuador, can be heard at 2130 on 17890. And now on to Tuesday, and the DX programs you can hear from Radio Sweden, 1230 on 21695. Also at 18:30 on 6065, 15240, and also at 2100 on 11955, 11845, and 15240. Radio Moscow also broadcasts their DX program, Radio Moscow in the USSR, at 1610 on 7240, and 15535. Radio Budapest in Hungary also broadcast their DX program on Tuesday at 1515. That's 1515 on 9833 and 11910 kilohertz. D DLF, Deutschland Funk in Western Germany, Cologne, can be heard with their DX programmes on Tuesday at 18.15. That's 18.50, sorry, 18.50 on medium wave channel 1269 kilohertz. That's 1269 medium wave. And now on to Wednesday. Radio Bucharest, Romania, can be heard with their DX program at 21.20. That's 21.20 on 7195, 7195, 9690, 9690, and 11940, 11940 kilohertz. And a repeat of the Radio Moscow transmission. The DX program can be heard at 20.00, that's 20.00, on 7390, 7390, and a medium wave channel 1337 kilohertz, on the medium wave 1337. The BBC World Radio Club, from the BBC World Service, the repeat of the Sunday broadcast being heard at 23.15. 2315 on 15070, on 15070. Radio Prague, Czechoslovakia, can be heard at 1900, at 1900, on 5930, at 2000, on 5930, and 7345, 7345. And at 21.30 on 6015, 6015, and medium wave channel 1287 kilohertz. Medium wave channel 1287 kilohertz. Radio Kyiv in the USSR also broadcasts a DX program on the same day, but the time is unknown. And perhaps one of our DXs, one of our many DXs that listen to this program, would write in and tell us, please. The address, as always, will be given at the end of the DX bulletin. And on to Thursday's DX programs. From Holland, Radio Nederland broadcast their DX program at 0700 on 5955, 5955, 0930 on 5955, 5955, and 6045, 6045. 1330 on 5955, 5955, and 6020, 6020. They also do a relay transmission at 2030, 2030 on 17695, 17695, 21640, 21640, and 15220, 15220. The Voice of Turkey also broadcasts its DX program on this particular day at 21.30, 21.30 on 11955, 11955 kilohertz. And now on to Friday's DX programs, and Radio Budapest in Hungary is there again at 15.15. on 9833, 9833, and 11910, 11910. And also Radio Moscow from the USSR can be heard with its DX program at 1810, 1810, on 7390, 7390. And Portugal also broadcasts their DX program every last Friday of the month. That's every last Friday of the month at 20.30, that's 20.30, on 6025, 6025 kilohertz. And now on to Saturday's DX program. Every second and third week, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation from Bern in Switzerland broadcasts its DX program on the following times and frequencies. 0700 on 9535, 0700 on 9535, 0900, that's 0900, on 9560, 9560. 1815 on 9535. 9535. 3985. 3985. And 17760. 17760. Deutsche Welle, the voice of Germany, broadcasting from Plön in Western Germany, can be heard with their DX programs at the following times: 0940, 0940 on 9650, 9650, and 1720 on 11785, at 1720 on 11785 kHz. And now HCJB, the voice of the Andes from Quito in Ecuador, they broadcast their DX program at 2130 on 17890. Australia, 0840. Radio Australia broadcast their DX program at 0840 on 9570 and 11740. 11740. Trans World Radio from Monte Carlo broadcast their DX program every third Saturday of the month from 0840. 0840 GMT on 9610 kHz. 9610 kHz. Radio South Africa, RSA, the voice of South Africa, broadcast their DX program at 2135 on 17780, 17780, and 21535, 21535 kHz. And the voice of Turkey from Ankara can also be heard at 2130 on 11955 with their DX program. And now on to the last day of the week, Sunday. And the BBC World Service Radio Club can be heard at 0745 on 648 kHz. That's 0745 on 648 kHz, medium wave channel. And also at 2100 on 9415. 9415 and 15070 kHz. 15070 kHz. Belgium also broadcast the DX program every second and fourth Sunday of the month at 1710 on 6010 kHz. 6010. Bulgaria, Radio Sofia in Bulgaria broadcast the DX program between 1930 on 9700 kHz, and also 11720 kHz. Also heard at 2135 on 9765 and 9665 kHz. Canada, Radio Canada International's DX Digest program can be heard with part 1 at 1915 and part 2 at 2015. That's part 1 at 1915 and part 2 at 2015 on the following frequencies: 15325, 15325, 17825, 17825, and 21695 kHz. 21695 kHz. The voice of Spain from Madrid in Spain can be heard at 2145, that's 2145, on 11840, 11840, and also 9685, 9685. Austria. The Austrian shortwave service can be heard with the DX program at 0900, 0900 on 7170, 7170 and 9770, 9770. Portugal, Adventist World Radio, from scenes in Portugal being relayed by Radio Free Europe, can be heard at 0930 on 9665. And of course, EMR, European Music Radio, Great Britain. Every third Sunday of the month, the DX programme is broadcast and you're listening to it. The time, 0945 GMT, on 6235 in parallel with 7325. Also repeated at 11 o'clock on the same frequencies. Israel. The Israeli Broadcasting Authority can be heard with the DX programme at 2020 on 11655 and 9425. That's 11655 and 9425 kilohertz. And also at 2220, that's 2220, on 11655 and 9815. 11655 and 9815 kilohertz. And finally, Radio Moscow from the USSR can be heard with their DX program at 2015 hours GMT. That's 2015 GMT on 5980. That's 5980 and 7390 kilohertz. We have a long list there of DX phones which you can hear on the shortwave by some of the more professional broadcasters.
This is EMR and you're tuned to the DX program. To make this program as current and informative as possible, we would welcome any information that you may have. DX news and items of interest. Please send all correspondence to EMR DX at Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Notts in England.
And thank you to Chris Patricks for part one of the EMR DX for the DXR. Part two coming up after the free radio news, offshore, and odds and bits and pieces on the radio scene.
DX news. Information. This is the EMR DX program.
DX and information for you on European Music Radio. The DX program with Barry Stevens behind the microphone. And now on the offshore radio scene, thanks to Chris Patricks, he will be back in about 5 minutes' time with DX tips. Right, we start on the offshore radio news with Radio Del Mar. Well, the news goes that Radio Del Mar voluntarily went into the Dutch ports, or the Belgian ports, and gave themselves up, so the story goes. Del Mar has been going through lots and lots of trouble with staff and people losing interest and lack of money on the station. Of course, the Dutch or the Belgian government impounded the boats, and that's probably the end of Radio Del Mar for good. Radio Del Mar voluntarily went into the Dutch or Belgian ports in the last 2 or 3 weeks. Well, in actual fact, the last 2 weeks. That's the report I have received. Radio Mi Amigo is still in the Rotterdam harbour, locked up and probably to be never ever let out again. 50-50 chance they may be back. That's Radio Mi Amigo might be back in the future. Hope so. Radio Caroline is still back with Dutch programmes and going stronger than ever. From 5 a.m. in the morning until 2 a.m. the next morning with Dutch and English programmes. That's about it on the offshore radio news. Sorry, there's not much. Quite a lot of bad news. But it's good news to know that Caroline is still on the air. Don't forget, if you'd like to hear a repeat of this program, Here is the time to listen for the repeat of the DX program. Round about 12:30 GMT. This program will be repeated at 12:30 GMT. Stand by for odds and bits and pieces on EMR's DX program.
EMR DX!
And now it's time for the bits and pieces on EMR DX. In the background, Dwayne Eddy. Nice one. Entitled Dance with a Guitar Man. Good evening, good afternoon, or good morning. This is EMR DX on 48 and 41 meters. We broadcast every third Sunday of the month with five different language programs, in Swedish, French, German, Dutch, and English. Just for you, everywhere. Broadcasting with 10,000 milliwatts on 48 and 10,000 milliwatts on 41 meters. That's all. Good morning to everybody I know all over the place. Anyway, here we go with the radio bits. BBC Radio Derby has increased its power. Has upped its power. That's BBC Local Radio Derby has increased its TX power. And also the BBC are not spending any of the foreign programs. In actual fact, they're spending more money on improving the services. So that's everybody outside England. They're not cutting the French programs on shortwave and medium wave. Or any of the other programs they threaten to cut. They are keeping all foreign programs on the BBC overseas service. Last Sunday was the 7th birthday of Radio Gemini. They broadcast on 6240 about 4 times every year. Their birthday, 7 years old. So happy birthday to Radio Gemini if you're listening. Many happy returns of the 7th year. Also, UBN, the biscuit radio company that broadcast all the biscuit factories all over England, are probably closing down. So that's rather bad news for the biscuit makers. So I hope the biscuits don't taste rotten.
This is EMR's DX program. Information now.
Information indeed. Going all over to Sweden now. The Swedish governments in the last year have set up in 20 to 25 towns community radio just to see how the Swedish people enjoy and benefit from these community radio stations all over Sweden. That's 25 towns have community radio, an experimental test for about 2 years. If this proves good and beneficial to the people of Sweden, Sweden may well have very, very shortly commercial community radio stations. One more item from Sweden. Every Saturday evening from 12 until 1 Swedish local time on 100.5 megahertz, Radio Harrison can be heard from Helsingborg in Sweden. So that's a FM radio pirate in Sweden on VHF. Radio Harrison. That's it for the free radio land-based offshore radio news. Stand by for Chris Patrick's and the DX items. And we will see you later on. And stand by for ABC England's part 2 of their free radio program. So here's Chris Patrick's for you.
For DXs throughout Europe, this is the EMR DX program.
It's the third Sunday in November 1979. And my name is Chris Patricks, and this is the EMR DX spot. Portugal. Radio Japan, NHK, can be heard with their relay service in English to Europe on 11735 kilohertz at 2200 GMT. With fair to good signals. All this information has come from Michael Evans, who uses a National Panasonic DR22 receiver, which is a very nice one, Michael, and he lives at Fleet Street in London, EC4, England. I'd like to congratulate you on being the only person to send us DX information this particular month, Michael. And now, other information. Tanzania. Dar es Salaam with the home service in Swahili can be heard at 1700 GMT, 1700 GMT on 5050 kHz with EVI RTTY QRM. The full news is at 1700 NID. Mexico. Radio Mexico can be heard in the Spanish language with local music and talk by female and male announcers. QRM from co-channel interference. The frequency 15430, and the time to listen is 0050 GMT. Very poor reception on this channel. Sweden. Radio Sweden has halted its QSL policy. As from now on, schedules are now issued with prepared QSLs. You fill in the details and answer some questions on the programs. The card is returned to you as verification if the details are correct. This follows the same policy as Radio Canada International. New Zealand. Radio New Zealand schedule for the 28th of October until the 1st of March. The Pacific service, 1700 to 2005, 1700 to 2005 on 11835 and 17860 at 2015 until 0700. 2015 until 0700 on 17860. Also at 1700 until 0525. 1700 until 0525 on 15345. 15345. And at 0540 until 0930. That's 0540 until 0930 on 2105. That's 2105. The Australian and Northwest Pacific service can be heard at 0730 until 11:15 on 11945, and also on the air at 0945 until 11:15 on 6105. DX News is on the first Sunday of every month at 09:15. Reception reports wanting QSLs must be accompanied by 3 international reply coupons. And now Haiti. Radio 4VEH in Haiti can be heard on shortwave 11835 in parallel with 9770. Also, medium wave service is now operational from a 1 kilowatt medium wave transmitter on 1595. That's 1595 kilohertz. Until 0900 GMT daily. A very nice QSL, a special QSL in fact, will be sent to those DXs reporting the 1595 kilohertz transmission. Once again, the power of the transmitter is only 1 kilowatt, and reception reports are wanted. And now a new DX section in the DX spot is Utility DX. And yours truly has been listening to a couple of utility stations to set the ball rolling. And I don't know an awful lot about utility DXing, so if there's anybody out there interested in utility DXing, why not drop us a line, send us your DX tips and the addresses to the utility DX that you've been listening to. All information greatly received. The address at the end of this broadcast. A weather report station from the USA, the United States Coast Guard Communication System, can be heard in upper sideband in English on 8765. That's 8765 in upper sideband. Good signal was noted at 2208, signing off at 2213. Also, a New York radio can be heard on 8870. That's New York radio on 8870, giving weather reports at 2220 in upper sideband in English. And now we have one or two addresses before I've got to go, and this is the utility radio guide addresses. The Hong Kong Bullnet address is as follows, and you should write your reception reports to Hong Kong Bullnet Radio Communications Section, Technical and Planning Division, Civil Aviation Department, Hong Kong Airport, Kowloon Airport, Shannon Air Radio, Ballygarreen, Newmarket on Fergus, County Clare, Aero, and also Japan, Tokyo Volmet Radio, Tokyo International Airport, Aviation Weather Service, and Nikkoko Atokau, Tokyo, Japan. And also the USA, New York Air Radio, WSY-71, the Federal Aviation Administration, Department of Transport, International Flight Service Station, John F. Kennedy Airport, Jamaica, NY-11430, the USA. And also, in America, the American Telephone and Telegraph Company, Long Lines Department, 32 Avenue of the Americas, New York, NY-10013, the USA. Well, I'm afraid, DXers, that brings us to the end of this month's edition of EMRDX. I do hope you can tune in next month, and please keep on reporting. Your presenter this month has been Chris Patricks. I'll be back with you next month on the third Sunday in December. Until then, I hope you'll keep tuned to EMR and keep on reporting those DX tips.
This is EMR, and you're tuned to the DX program. To make this program as current and informative as possible, we would welcome any information that you may have. DX news and items of interest. Please send all correspondence to EMRDX at Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Notts in England. DX News. Information. This is the EMR DX program.
And it's time for the EMR DX program to come to an end, for the moment anyway. If you'd like to hear any of these items that have been read out in the DX program, tune in again or stay tuned to EMR for, in about 1 hour's time, the repeat of the EMR DX program. So just after 12:30 GMT today, the repeat of the EMR DX program, this program you just listened to. Only one more item. The beginning of this week and all this week seems to be Radio Caroline has got a special service between 2 and 4 every afternoon. That's 1400 hours to 1600 hours. An LA program, Love and Awareness, with adverts and jingles and laid back rock music with Mike Hagler on Radio Caroline. So that's a new thing on Radio Caroline this week and probably from now on. Layback LA program in English. That's it for the DX program. I hope you've enjoyed it. And if you want the DX program to stay on the air, you must write in with DX tips and information to keep the show going. Because without you, reporters and listeners, EMRDX will not exist. So you must write in. If you don't write in, well, I'll leave it up to your mind. Broadcasting on 48 metres, 6235 kHz, and 41 metres, 7325 kHz. Broadcasting with a free voice from Europe to Europe every third Sunday. This is European Music Radio. We've been on here for 3 years now, and if you want us to stay, you must write to us and tell us, no joke. So from all the people who have helped to put the EMRDX program together, best wishes to you, and EMRDX will be back next month. And don't forget the repeat program in 1 hour's time. Stand by now for the free radio program, part two of the ABC England story, coming up right now. And Roger Tate's mailbag show, a stand-in program, as Roger Tate has had a bad accident on his motorbike. He should be back with us next month. Here is the ABC England free radio program. News now, a free radio focus. Free Radio Focus is a magazine that tells you all about the free radio scene. Offshore, land-based and alternative stations are featured. Plus a complete station log of broadcasts heard in the medium, shortwave and VHF bands, as well as a special feature on a different station each issue. Free Radio Focus is available from 13 to Chase, Crawley, Sussex in England. That's Free Radio Focus, 13 to Chase, Crawley, Sussex in England. Free Radio Focus. Overseas listeners, only 3 IRCs. And 3 IRCs if you live outside the United Kingdom. If you live inside the UK, only 18 pence plus a stamped addressed envelope. Remember, 3 IRCs if you live outside the UK, and if you live inside the UK, it's only 18 pence plus a stamped addressed envelope. Read the latest first in Free Radio Focus. EMR. This is the sound of a free radio station broadcasting to Europe in the 48-meter shortwave band.
And this is the free radio program.
This is the free radio program, part two of the ABC England story.
During the long hot summer of 1976, ABC engineers acquired a new powerful 200-watt transmitter, and it was put into service on the 5th of September 1976, the date of ABC England's first birthday broadcast. Now, ABC England had a very strong signal all over Europe and could now be heard in remote parts for the entire 2 hours the station was on the air each week.
This is the continuing sounds of ABC England.
And an ever-growing number of regular listeners, despite competition from Radio Valentine, things were looking up for ABC England. But all that was to change at 3 minutes to close down on October 3rd, 1976. ABC England had been raided and closed down by the British Home Office. Our newscast of October 10th, 1976 takes up the full story of the raid.
This is ABC England Free Radio News, dateline October 10th, 1976. Last Sunday at approximately 3 minutes to 12 o'clock GMT, halfway through Satin Sheets by the Bellamy Brothers, ABC England suddenly left the air on 6270 kHz. This was a result of a Home Office raid on the station. 8 members of Cambridge, Colchester and Bedford Radio Service Division and 2 policemen in what could be described as scene borrowed from the TV programme The Sweeney arrived in a Will Hyatt from the transit minibus and were immediately swarming all over the transmission site, a back garden in the village of Haddenham in Cambridgeshire. Another policeman in his Ford Escort Panda car arrived a few minutes later. They arrived just as ABC England staff were preparing for the 1 o'clock close down. A person on site was asked to switch off the transmitter by the Home Office, but refused. ABC England's new 200-watt transmitter was shut down by one of the Home Office personnel. The raiding party was led by one Michael Peter Hawkins of the Colchester Radio Service Division and Paul Duke, no relation to this station's announcer, who was from the Cambridge Radio Services Depot. All four children were John Mason Thompson and Andrew Seaman of the Cambridge RSD and Ray Graham and Raymond Frank Cassell of the Colchester RSD. 2 other Home Office officials were also present, but did not give their identity. Several people were interviewed by the Home Office, many of whom had no connection with ABC England. ABC England's 200-watt transmitter and power supply were confiscated, as well as a cassette radio, program tapes, and even a mains extension lead. A receipt was not given for the transmitter, and no one would claim ownership to it. Motor cars outside the house of the transmission site were also searched, but nothing found. We would like to thank all our listeners who have already sent their condolences over the loss of ABC England's high-power transmitter. We thank you, but may we remind you that the station is not dead. ABC England will return. Please stay tuned to our program for further details.
As you will have gathered, Home Office interference does not deter ABC England from broadcasting, as our station was back on the air the Sunday following the raid. Although the station's standby 40-watt transmitter was available almost immediately, a lot of equipment lost in the raid had to be replaced. Therefore, as a long-term measure to help rebuild ABC England, broadcasting was limited to the first Sunday of each month. November and December's broadcast passed without incident, but January's was far from quiet. Miraculously, ABC England came on the air on time despite a heavy snowstorm which was hampering installation work, then had to terminate broadcast abruptly 75 minutes later as a team from the Colchester Home Office Department were discovered in the area. The station staff made their escape fast, and ABC England lived to broadcast again. Just 10 days previously, 4 members of the station staff were each given a Christmas present they did not want. Summonses to appear at Ely Magistrates Court on February the 3rd to face charges of operating an illegal wireless station. The court case would prove to be an interesting one, since no less than 15 charges were being brought against ABC staff. All 15 charges had been brought by Michael Hawkins of the Colchester Home Office Radio Department. Just a half an hour before the case was heard in court, ABC's defence had persuaded the Home Office to drop 7 charges. Mr. Anthony Brentnell, prosecuting for the Home Office, told the court of how ABC England's location had been traced after receiving reports from the coastal radio station at Portishead near Bristol. He mentioned that a raid on September 19th had proved to be unsuccessful, but that a similar raid on October 3rd was. Defence counsel Mr. James O'Connor, representing Chris Cortez and Paul Duke, outlined the need for ABC England's existence, the service the station provided to the countless radio enthusiasts in Eastern as well as Western Europe, and the campaign for free radio. Radio free of government interference and innumerable restrictions. After a 5-minute retirement, the magistrates returned to fine each of the 4 accused, Chris Cortez, Paul Duke, Dave Harmon and Tony Jackson, £50 each plus £25 costs. They ordered the confiscation of the shortwave transmitter, but decreed that the Home Office must return a cassette recorder and 3 radio telephones that were taken. Reports of the court case appeared in several local newspapers, including the Cambridge Evening News, Ely Standard, Eastern Daily Press, and the Thetford and Wotton Times. Coverage of ABC England's court case was not only confined to the local newspapers. Reports were broadcast on the late night news bulletins of BBC Radio 2, and we also received top billing on Anglia Television's regional news programme about Anglia. Anglia's reporter David Henshaw takes up the commentary, in which you will also hear the voices of Chris Cortez and Gary Day.
The issue of pirate radio was raised again today at Ely Magistrates Court, proving that the so-called free radio movement is anything but dead. 4 men were charged with the offences under the Wireless Telegraphy Act 1949. They were each fined a total of £50 and ordered to pay £25 costs. All 4 were involved in the operation of an illegal radio station called ABC Radio England, which is run from a wooden shack at Haddenham near Cambridge. The station was raided by police and GPO officials after complaints from as far away as Portishead near Bristol that the station's transmissions were interfering with the marine radio channels. This was potentially dangerous. In fact, the GPO say that in the Anglia region, about 20 people a year are prosecuted for illicit transmissions. To find out why they continue to risk fines and imprisonment, we went along to look at the operation of ABC Radio England, which at the time we filmed was not on the air.
ABC England, we've got a great schedule of programs ahead. We have Andy X with his oldies show, Golden Oldie Records. And we also have our DX Bulletin with the latest news and tips about free radio stations all around Europe.
The front room of a suburban bungalow, somewhere in East Anglia. Not the most glamorous of studio locations, but then the free radio people insist that they're not in it for personal glory. They've been around in one form or another ever since 1964, when Radio Caroline hit the airwaves. Since 68, so-called free radio has been in the mould of Radio ABC England, small, mobile, land-based stations broadcasting to a few hundred devotees, and usually within a radius of 20 or 30 miles. It is, of course, entirely illegal, but those involved seem convinced that they're waging a righteous war on behalf of the individual.
This country is known throughout the world as the mother of democracy, and yet we are not permitted to have free democratic radio, radio by the people, for the people. It's all state controlled, and I firmly believe in free radio, that it must come, and therefore I'm prepared to take the risk.
But we have commercial radio now. Surely that is what the free radio movement wanted.
Well, this is the common misconception. In fact, commercial radio and free commercial radio are two very different things. Commercial radio stations such as, for example, the regional radio Orwell, they don't even own their own transmitter.
But isn't this a safeguard for the people, the fact that no one company is allowed to own the transmitter?
Well, this is probably the establishment viewpoint, but I don't accept the word safeguard in that sense. For example, in America, the radio stations own their own transmitters, and there's not technical chaos on the airwaves or anything like that over there. And in fact, free radio, hundreds of free radio stations have just been legalized in Italy. So why can't this country have them?
The GPO, of course, do not view the piratical activities of the free radio people in the same romantic light. First of all, the use of any transmitter without a license in this country is a direct contravention of the Wireless Telegraphy Act of 1949. It's a basic axiom of British broadcasting that while programmes are produced by both commercial and public organisations, the transmitters are controlled by public bodies, answerable to Parliament. That apart, the GPO point out that they don't track down stations like ABC England out of a perverse sense of fun. Their broadcasts often use frequencies used by the emergency services, and it was a specific complaint from a maritime coastal station that led to the raid on ABC England.
Just personally, I have been connected with many medium wave as opposed to shortwave stations over the past 8 or 10 years, and I have never had one complaint from the Home Office or from listeners writing in about interference. And on ABC England, we have not received one letter of complaint from a listener. But ABC England is not a pop pirate station. It is not even a hobby pirate, as they're sometimes called, because if we were just doing this for a hobby, we could find a lot cheaper hobbies, because this costs us a lot of money, and of course there is a great deal of risk involved.
Chris Cortez, who under his real name of Chris Minter, was fined £50 to
get paid.
He told me yesterday that whatever happened in court, his station would be on the air again on Sunday. The spokesman for the GPO responded merely by reasserting that illicit broadcasts would continue to be monitored.
I'd also like to take this opportunity of once again thanking the following free radio magazines for their excellent coverage of the court case. They are Free Radio Focus, Free Radio Waves, Offshore Echoes France, Free Radio Magazine of Holland, and the Caroline Newsletter. It is interesting to note that when Anglo Television were making their documentary of ABC England, they contacted the regional Home Office depot at Colchester for the official side of the story. The reply from the Home Office spokesman was, "We cannot make any comment until after the court hearing." The television reporter then asked the spokesman, "Why did the Home Office raid ABC England?" The reply was, "Because the station was causing interference to shipping." But the Home Office were unable to prove their allegations in court. Why then did the Home Office official, hiding behind the protective anonymity of a spokesman, make that comment and break the Home Office ruling of silence? Meanwhile, ABC England was gaining respectability in the world of broadcasting. Just 4 weeks later, on March the 1st, 1977, Radio Sweden, whose official station policy is to veto any reports on land-based pirate radio, or hobby pirate radio as they refer to it, broadcast this report on ABC England in their Radio Sweden Calling DX's programme.
The unidentified station on DX Bulletin 1414 of ABC England making test transmissions. ABC England is a clandestine free radio station which is normally heard on the first Sunday of each month on 6,270 kHz from 1,000 to 1,300 hours, with the DX program in a half hour. ABC England is not a hobby pirate or pop pirate as such, as it stands dedicated to the promotion of free enterprise radio. So highly respected are the beliefs of the station staff that the regional station, Anglia Television, recently broadcast a documentary on ABC England.
Radio Sweden broadcast a further report on our DX program in their DX broadcast of 28th of June 1977. After ABC England's raid, a number of new voices were heard on the station. Geordie announcer Dave Kent helped out with the production of December's DX Bulletin, whilst Andy X, with the big Paul K voice, had already taken over the Remember Those Oldies spot.
Indeed, this is ABC England. My name is Andy X. I shall be with you for the next three quarters of an hour. And what we're doing is playing golden oldies, and we'll be telling you precisely what's going on. And after this first record, which doesn't fall into the same category, such as the old Kinks right now from the Marble Arch record label. Yes, Yes, indeed, certainly was a flashback there from the, goodness knows what it was, 1900 and frozen to death, no one unlikely to coin a phrase of a certain colleague of mine. How do you do there, Chris? Hope you're listening. Anyway, that was from the album, the Kinks' Sunny Afternoon album. Sunny Afternoon was the name of the track, and it was released many, many years ago on the Marble Arch record label. Certain other tracks entitled And the Four Seasons. And before we go too further on, let's play a track from that double album, which is rather a good album, to put it mildly. This track is, of course, Opus 17, Don't Worry About Me. Next quickie. Indeed, it should be Hang On Sloopy, which it is. This is where all the sounds are great on ABC 6270 kHz.
ABC England was certainly going places in other directions. February's broadcast produced a reception report from a Mr. Albert J. Muick in West Cossville in the state of Pennsylvania, USA. Our furthermost reception report so far, the distance of 4,000 miles. At this time, the two British magazines, Free Radio Focus and Free Radio Waves, announced a joint free radio station poll based on votes cast by their readers for the 1976 listening period. The results were announced a few months later, and ABC England had won two out of three sections, the Best Free Radio Station of 1976, and joint Best Programme Production with London's Radio Jackie. Free Radio Waves editor Simon Parry telephoned ABC England specially with the good news. This enabled us to reveal the poll results 5 weeks before the two magazines. Since the Home Office raid in October, broadcasts from ABC England had been on a once-a-month basis, the only broadcasts made during the middle of the month being test transmissions. However, it was decided to make an extra broadcast on Easter Sunday 1977, but this time on 6200 kHz. This was because a lot of interference had been experienced on 6270 kHz during March and April, the origin of which was unidentifiable and was probably aimed at discouraging free radio broadcasting. As a demonstration to the Home Office of our station's capabilities, a standby transmitter was activated on our regular channel of 6270 kHz to advise listeners to retune to 600 kHz for our Easter broadcast. Both transmitters were in operation at the same time. Response to the transmission on the new frequency was very good from Scandinavia and Northern Europe, but reports from Central Europe and England indicated more interference problems. On the 1st of May, ABC England returned to the usual channel 6270 kHz. At 10:50 hours GMT, a pulse-type beacon, normally heard on 6250 kHz, was activated on our channel. Reception of this channel was reported consistently all over Europe by our listeners, and it was remarked that the interference to our signal was worse than anything else on 6270 kHz. On June the 5th, the day of our following monthly broadcast, the jamming reappeared, but drifting across several channels around 6270 kHz. It was therefore decided to change frequency to 6220 kHz for our June transmission. The decision to do this was the right one, as our signal was heard clearly all over Europe, despite some technical problems and some interference from a teleprinter. However, the same could not be said for the July the 3rd transmission, when the station changed to 6200 kHz. July the 3rd's transmission saw a change in the programme lineup on ABC England. The DX bulletin was retimed to 10 o'clock and now lasts a full 30 minutes. The popular Remember Those Oldies programme was brought forward to 10:30, and a new programme, The 48 Show, with up-to-date albums and singles plus a selection of listeners' letters, was introduced at 11:15. To commemorate the introduction of the British Marine Broadcasting Offences Act and the passing of the British Offshore Stations 10 years ago in 1967, ABC England broadcast a special four-hour programme dedicated to the golden era of pirate radio on Sunday, August the 14th, 1977.
From 900 to 1300 hours GMT, you're listening for the 4x4 show. 4 hours featuring the music and the British offshore radio stations of the 4 years 1964 to 1967. ABC England's special commemoration of the 10th anniversary of the introduction of the British Marine etc. Broadcasting Offences Act on August the 14th, 1967. We would love to hear if you're enjoying the show, so please write to ABC England, 42 Aaron Close, Cambridge, England.
It's ironic and perhaps fitting in a way that the story of ABC England so far should finish with reference to the offshore stations of the 1960s. And it was the demise of these stations that prompted the boom of land-based free radio and, of course, ABC England.
This is Radio Caroline. It is now 12 midnight.
About February of next year.
That's in about 2 or 3 months' time, the final part three of the ABC England story.
So don't forget to tune in. In about 2 months' time, we should be having more information about the ABC England part three story sometime in December or January of 1980. Thank you to the ABC England lads there, up there,
or down there, in the Cambridge area.
Thanks, sir. And it's a great shame the train goes down. Anyway, stand by for the mailbag show now. It's just after 1200 hours GMT. Probably a bit more than just after. But here is Roger Tate's mailbag show, and not the actual one that should have gone out. As Roger Tate's had a bit of a bad accident on his motorbike. It's a stand-in program. If you've ever wrote into EMR, you may well have your letter read out in the next 30 minutes. So stay tuned for EMR's mailbag show. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Notts in England. That's EMR, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Nottinghamshire, in England. We broadcast every third Sunday. Our next transmission after we close down today is the 16th of December. And then 1980. Don't forget, in just over half an hour's time, the repeat of the EMRDX programme. So stand by now for Roger Tate's Mailbag Show.
The Radio Force is a brand new double album available from OEM.